like to speak with young authors. I like to speak with people who are intelligent, young Christian writers. I just want to have a feel of what goes on in their mind, what inspires them to write, their relationship with God, and so many other things. So on today's episode of the Boot Podcast, I have with me an author. Her name is Oluwatose Roda. So I'm going to talk to her about a book that she's about to release, and also what inspires her to write the different stories she has written. I found her on Facebook when someone shared a story on my page, and I saw it and I said, you know what, I want to have her on my podcast. So she is here. The next voice you are going to hear is that of Oluwatose Roda.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to be here. My name is Oluwatose Roda Jayi. You can call me Roda, right? You can call me Pen of a True Witness. Or you may even choose to call me Writer After God's Heart. I am a Christian fiction writer. I am a book critic and appraiser. I am a book consultant. And I also ghostwrite. Yeah. So I actually love the suspense humor genre, because one, I am a really jovial person, and second, I love captivating stories. So I just camp my writings around suspense humor, you know. So I love writing Christian fictions, works that portray Christ and his kingdom. I bear witness to the mighty works of God and of his Christ through my pen. So, by the side, one thing I took again as my assignment is to recommend great Christian stories to people. So, I am the librarian of this Telegram channel where we recommend great novels to people. That's the Witness Library. Yeah, the Witness Library. You can check it out if you wish. You should check it out, actually. You would enjoy your stay there. So, also, I am a student of the University of Ilorin. I'm currently in my finals. Yeah, I'm studying economics. I hail from Kogi State, but I am currently with my parents in Lagos. I am the second of 5 children. So for my hobbies, what I do, what I love to do, I love learning the guitar. I hope to be perfect one day. I love learning the guitar. Yeah. Yeah, I've been learning it since 2020, but I still know the Remy, so it's something. I'm getting there. So I love writing a lot. I just love pouring out my thoughts and journaling and just being in my head, and, you know, just forming these scenarios and this and bringing life to characters. I just love writing. I love being by myself also. I love being by myself as much as I love connecting with people. You know, I just like this alone time. So I don't know if I'm an introvert, but my friends beg to differ, but I think I am an introvert. But my friends would say otherwise. Yeah, so yeah, I love gazing at sunset. I'm obsessed with nature and sunsets. And what else? Yeah, I love taking pictures of nature. I love writing, I love journaling, and I love meeting new people. So I think that's just about it.
So Tosin, tell us, when did you start writing and how long have you been writing?
When I started out writing, yeah, okay. Unofficially, I started when I was in primary 6. Yeah, yeah, I wrote my first short story in primary 6. Okay, so I saw this movie and I didn't really like the way it ended, or I just felt it was too off-ish for me. So so my first story was adapted from a movie. I wrote it out and just gave it the ending I loved. See, up till now, I still don't know what my classmates saw in that story that made them pass it from text to text. Like, it was beautified with punctuation errors and grammatical blunders. But I hold that work with reverence because it was my first work. Yeah. So even though with the blunders and the punctuation errors, and it's at least we are growing. Thank God for growth. Thank God for growth. So I after that, I discovered that, oh, this is something I can actually do for fun. This is actually, so when my mates are out playing, I can just be indoors, indoors writing. So when I was in junior secondary school, I had this book of stories. I had this book of short stories that I carry around, and so people will be like, borrow me, Tosin, borrow me. So I'll say, okay, when you are done, give it to this person. Somebody has asked, okay, when you are done, give it. So I always had this line of people that have already booked to read it already. So I but sadly the book was stolen. So the book was stolen, I think, when I was in GSS 3. So I kind of lost my did I did I no I didn't lose I kind of so when the book got stolen, I did not have the motivation. I was too pained to start from the beginning. No, like it was so just too, can I say, traumatic. I could not bear the loss that time. I just had to move on. So when it got lost like that, I just could not bring myself to start over. I was just too pained, and let's just say I was mourning for it. So throughout my senior secondary school, I didn't write except in exams or assignments. So up until 2020, when I joined a training, my friend sent me a flyer, and I saw the trainer, and I was like, oh, Tosin, this is something you can actually do. We used to write. So I took it up, and from then we were asked to write a book for our project before we could graduate. And so from then, that's April 2020. Let's just say officially I started April 2020. Yeah, April 2020. So I started working on my first book in May. That was Campus Fellowship on Fire. So from then, hitherto God has helped us.
Who inspires you to write? Who are your mentors? Who are your Christian fiction writers? People who are mentors to you, people that really like their work, who are they?
Until the next, writers who inspire my work. Writers who inspire my work. Yeah, okay. Growing up, I really used to love, in my junior secondary school days, I used to love Ochado Platinum books. Yeah, there was one particular man I used to watch out for his books. Man, that man can write. Okay, so that was when I was in junior secondary school. So growing up, when I started writing fiction, Christian fictions, yeah, when I started writing Christian fictions, I stumbled upon, yeah, Ma'am Lizzie Oyebola Yakubu. Yeah, that should be the first Christian fiction I saw. Yes, Candle in the Wind, and it was mind-blowing. Then, yeah, my mentor also, Prince, Mama Princess Ijeoma Amarachukwu, she has written, yeah, like six stories already now. She has like six Christian fictions already, and I graduated from her institution in the year 2021, and she has really been a big inspiration to me too. Yeah, also Mummy Opeyemi Akintunde. Hey, I celebrate grace. I celebrate revelation. I celebrate insight. No man writes from somewhere. And when I pick up her books, I am always amazed. So yeah. Also, Ife Grace. Ha. Mama Ife Grace is writing. She's writing fire, man. One of the first book I read of hers, the first book of Ife, Mama Ife Grace I read was Hold My Hand. It was like a marriage book, Hold My Hand. The suspense, the outline of the story, the suspense, it was, everything was it for me. And hey, God now helped my life. I now picked up Mama Francine Rivers' book also. Okay, I've Amazoned all of them because they are my ogres, and I need to give honor to one who is due. That's how the grace can be transferred. So yeah, I read Mama Francine Rivers. Yeah, I read Redeeming Love, and I could not even, it was like a roller coaster of emotions. I could not even pinpoint which emotion. Is it anger? Is it love? Is it pity? But wow. I remember picking up books, and I just say, I touch this grace. I touch this grace. Because no. You know when something, you know when God inspires you, you know when the Holy Spirit inspires you, and you know when you're the one forcing yourself. They are two different things. So when I read works like that, I read it prayerfully. I pray for them when I read it, and I pray for myself also. So so writers inspire me. Mama Francine Rivers, Mama Ife Grace, Mama Princess, Mommy Okpeme Akintunde, and Mama Lizzie Oyebola Yakubu. Yeah, not forgetting Mama Itunu Taiwo. When I read Beautiful Wings, wow. I remember going to her Facebook to DM her, like, Uma, please, can you show me the way? Ma, please, can you show me the way? I'll do anything. I'll literally do anything. Just show me the way. So that was in 2020. So all these great authors, I just it's for me, and I respect them. I respect them with my whole heart. Respect them. And we are getting there. We are getting there.
Okay, so how many books have you written so far?
Two. Yeah, I've written two books now. So I released my first work, Campus Fellowship on Fire, on the 1st of August, 2021. Yeah, and in between, I've been posting articles on my Facebook timeline. Yeah, and so I plus this magazine doing that, it's yet to be released. So two multiple articles in between on my WhatsApp status and Facebook timeline, and magazine doing. Yeah, so two. Thank you.
So let's talk about your book that you're about to release. What inspired you to write this particular story?
Okay, this is interesting. How did the inspiration come about? Okay, in the year 2020, a handsome and an anointed minister announced he'll be getting married. Many Christian sisters grieved and cried and wailed about this wonderful news. The scenario was strange and funny, but like, he was getting married when the ivy came out. You just see sisters just ranting and crying everywhere, like, what? Then I started getting these things that, what if this seemingly perfect man is not who we think he is? What if there's another side to him that we don't know? What if there is more beneath the old charisma, the old anointing, and the old show and glamour? What if he's not who the world or who he shows himself to be? So I started getting things like this, but so I started getting like, aside the anointing, what is he really like? What is he really like? Like, aside the anointing, what fruit does he bear? So these things kept pushing me to, to just write them down. Like, the thoughts were all in my head, just blazing around. I knew how to, to just vent them on the book, because it was a funny scenario, but serious at the same time. So 2020, I started writing Magazine Doing. I started writing it, but when ASUU called off strike in 2021, school activities coupled with fellowship and all exams and tests, did not let me carry it again. And at some point, I just felt, ah, this book is not even worth. What was I even thinking when I started writing this book? Like, is it even worth writing at all? So I kind of dumped it. I kind of dumped it because I felt, ah, what's the message? Like, I felt the message was not solid enough. So, but I picked it back in late 2021. A friend of mine asked about the book. I said, how far this book? And I said, well, what was I even writing? So I just said, let me just pick it. I picked it up, and I read through it. I just skimmed through, and I said, wow, this is actually something. This is actually something. Like, I was surprised. I was amazed at my writings. Like, I wrote this. This is good. Like, so I picked it up again. Then when that was late 2021, so January, I started hearing gruesome cases of people using their partners for ritual. Then I started seeing these really awful video clips online about people using their partners for ritual, and I remember that, oh wow, I got something like this late 2020. Like, this was the same, this was like one of the central theme in Maggie's Undoing that I was working on. Like, people not being who they were before they got married and just changing totally, like being the opposite of who they were before they got married and after they are somebody else. So I was like, wow. So I'm actually supposed to release this book this year, because these things that are happening, I've seen them before, and I need to, you know, work in line with the season. And I just picked it up and just gave it a shot, and this year I put all my mind, all my focus, all my attention, all my strength into it, and voila, we are done.
Okay, so now that you've written the story, you've told us the inspiration behind it, when people pick this particular book to read, what do you want to be the lesson that they will take away from it?
Okay, this is a serious one, so let me compose. Okay, the message I wanted to pass across, like the things that were burning in my heart as I wrote it, the things that kept me going, the things that really pushed me, like even if I was tired while writing, but these things, I know that somebody needs to hear this. Somebody out there needs to read this. Somebody needs the light from this work. So one of them is that, okay, fine, sister, God has spoken, but please check. And anointing, and yes, it may be anointed, but anointing is not part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Anointing is not part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fire is not part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Does he love God? See, we shall know them by their fruits. We shall know them by their fruits. Patience, long suffering, love, peace, joy. You have to check these things. Don't say because, oh, he has fire. Sister, okay? That's one of the things. One of the central themes of the book. The second one is, and one other thing that can really be painful is when sometimes somebody thinks God has spoken, but what we think or what we see as peace, as the peace from God, is usually our voices we are hearing. Like, oh, like, you know, somebody said something on the radio show. He said, you say you saw him in your dreams. You saw him in your dreams. How will you not see him in your dreams? When you just video called him, you video called him that night, that same night. You did video call for like 2 hours. Who are you supposed to see? Who are you not supposed who is the first person that you see in your dream when you close your eyes after doing video call? So you see that sometimes what we term as peace is actually our own voices that we are hearing. So we actually need to be careful in these things. I know God will give us wisdom. So we tend to get so lost in these things that we drown out the voice of God. We ignore the signs. Like Maggie in this book now, she ignored all the signs. I still don't know. Well, it's fiction. It's fiction. I have to keep reminding myself that it's fiction. She ignored all the signs. Like, it was so, okay. It is well, sister, don't ignore the signs. The signs are like warning bells from God. So God, they say God will not give his daughter to the lion to devour. That's one thing. Don't ignore the signs. Check and check again. Even if God has spoken, people change, but God does not. It's God that knows the heart of man. Please check again. Another core thing is, one thing I see that has actually been rampant is that I don't know, some worldly artists, like not secular artists, that, you know, that is okay for general consumption and everybody. Not that one. I'm talking about deep worldly songs, like songs that drain out life from a believer, songs that don't hold water, that their lyrics don't hold water, songs that instead of taking you further, like it will draw you listen to them and you know that something left you. You see those singers, and when they come out to talk, they'll say, I grew up in the choir. Like, What? Like you see, I grew up as a boy choir in my church. I used to play the piano for my pastor. I was the head choir in my children's church. So all those things, really, I don't know. I feel pain when I hear this. Like, why would God give you a gift and you take it and go and trade in Babylon because of fame? You trade with it in exchange for money. You trade with it in exchange for fame. The gifts that are supposed to, to bring glory to God, to pronounce Christ, you are using to pronounce something other than Christ. It's really hot, but God will help. God will help ease my burden. So writing is actually a way that I ease my burden. That God, the Holy Spirit just gives us some things. Okay, God gives us the burden, and the Holy Spirit helps me, translate them into writing, so it eases at least a little. So that's another thing. Another thing I wanted to pass is that no marriage is irredeemable if God is involved. No marriage is irredeemable if God is involved. If no matter how bad your marriage is, if the soul of you can go back to God and then make promise to God that, Lord, we know that we've missed it at some point. In short, the marriage may not have even supposed to be. But if the two people can come to themselves and come to the fact that, oh, we have to make this work through God, then I believe it can work. No marriage is irredeemable if the two people can go to God and then come together in love and as God and build their marriage on the foundation of Christ. Again, I believe it can work. That's another thing. I think that's just it.
Still talking about your book, how will people get this book when it is out? How will they be able to buy it?
Okay. How they'll get it? How will you get my gaze undone? Okay, I'll be uploading it on Stella.co for free. I'll be uploading it on Stella.co for free. You can check Stella.co/26GA. Yeah, Stella.co/26GA. Or you can also get it. You can also get it in the Witness Telegram channel. The Witness Library Telegram channel. The Witness Library Telegram channel. I'll be uploading it there. Or you may even choose to reach out to me via Facebook. That's Oluwatosin Rhoda Ajayi. You can just send me a DM on Facebook. Or you can send me a WhatsApp message. Or you can choose to get my contact on Facebook. Or you can just send me a WhatsApp message. 070-882-41345. So any of those four methods, is it four? On Stella, my Facebook account, WhatsApp, and the Witness Lab channel. So any of those methods, it's okay by me. Yeah, and I must mention that it's free. Yeah, so if you want to get it's actually free, so you don't have to pay for it. So cheers.
Tosin, do you intend to make writing a lifelong career?
Yes, a big yes. I definitely see writing as a career. I see myself writing long time. In fact, I see myself writing for the rest of my life. I see myself writing for a really, really, really long time. I don't intend dropping my pen any soon. So I see myself writing bestsellers. I see my books translated in so many different languages. I see my books everywhere in the country and outside the country. I see my books everywhere. So I definitely see writing as a career. And yeah, I see myself owning a publishing firm. Yeah, I'm going to own a publishing firm. Yeah, where we teach people how to, author their books and all. So yeah, I see writing as a career and a calling. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on this episode of the Book Podcast, and I'm sure that it's been an amazing time. But what are your last words? What are your parting words? What do you want to tell the person listening to you right now?
Okay. So thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. I really, 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 really appreciate. Thank you. So I honestly can't wait for you to read Maggie Zondwain. I honestly can't wait, please. And please, when you do, please do well to drop a review. Review make me happy, please. Don't deny me of this. Don't deny me of reviews, please. Just do well to drop a review. It will go a long way. It's going to encourage me to do more. So, I'd love you to share Maggie Zondwain to everybody when it's out. I love you to share to family, to friends, to foe, to long distance family. Just push it out, and then God will help us all. Thank you so much. So I remain Oluwatosin Ajayi, and I bear witness to the mighty works of God and of His Christ through my pen. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, it's been an amazing time talking with you, Oluwatosin Roda Ajayi. I must say that I've learned a lot and I've been blessed. Thank you so much for coming on this episode of the Boot Podcast. I wish you the very best with your writing career. And to you listening to me and to us presently, make sure you get a copy of our book when it is out. You can also catch up on all our stories on Facebook. Send her a friend request on Facebook and she will definitely answer you and respond to your request. Till the next time I come your way again on the Boot Podcast, my name is Oluwatosin. Stay safe and God bless you.